It's tough finding gifts everyone will love. Turns out not everybody wants a blanket with sleeves. Go figure. But when you switch to AT&T, you get $300 credit for trading in your smartphone. And with the latest devices in stock, I knew I could stock up on great gifts, like the Nokia Lumia 950 with Windows 10. I even saved enough for a stocking stuffer of my own. And it's not a blanket with sleeves. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in eligible purchase activation and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days, $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is a special presentation of Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
A fire glows in the wood stove and hearts are warm with joy.
The sparkling sun is casting diamonds across the snowy ground and presents wrapped in foil and love.
The carols ringing from above foretell the festive time of love when Christmas comes around. The children are enraptured with thoughts of gifts and toys.
Never ever were their packages so wondrous wrapped and bound.
They need the tree in glory. Now Grandma has a story of God's perfect gift of glory wrapped in humble swaddling gown. That precious gift was wrapped in glory, wrapped in the glory of God above. He gave His Son, His only one, wrapped in glory, wrapped in glory, wrapped in glory, God's gift of love. Tradition now commences, Grandma takes the Bible down.
Generations gather round her knee this wondrous Christmas morn.
Each page reveals the glory of the blessed Christmas story and the infant wrapped in glory in humble manger born. That precious gift was wrapped in glory, wrapped in the glory of God above. He gave His Son, His only one, wrapped in glory, wrapped in glory, wrapped in glory, God's gift of love.
Tinsel lights and mistletoe bring joy to Christmas time,
and the presents show our love to one and all. But the perfect gift was Jesus, Prince of Peace, the great I Am, delivered to us in a rugged stall. And that precious gift was wrapped in glory, wrapped in the glory of God above. He gave His Son, His only one, wrapped in glory, wrapped in glory, wrapped in glory, God's gift of love. God's gift of love.
Welcome to a very special Blessed Trails. I am your host, Belinda Gale, and our show normally features interviews with wonderful guests, as well as gospel and patriotic music, sometimes poetry, and songs that just plain lift your heart. Most all of these have a definite Western flair. This week, however, we are celebrating Christmas with a very different show. My husband and I had the honor and privilege of putting together and performing a Cowboy Christmas Eve show at the Christian Community in Morgan Hill, California, earlier this month. Our good friend Don Van Stratton created a lovely setting that looked like the living room of a ranch home, complete with wood stove and a Christmas tree trimmed with popcorn, just like I used to do as a child. And we were honored to be joined on stage by some talented new friends and dear old friends. This really made the show feel like a mini play of an old-fashioned Christmas Eve on the ranch, with all of the audience there as guests. My husband suggested that we get a recording of the show and share it with all of you. and my producer, Gary Holt, agreed, so we decided to go for it. This is a raw, live version with all of its bobbles and interaction with the audience, but it is authentic and it's fun. The editing was minimal, mostly to remove announcements at the beginning and end of the show and to make sure that everyone could be heard. So the show is pretty much as it went down. I hope you all enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoy performing it. So here it is, A Cowboy Christmas Eve. Oh, you're here! Oh, thank you for joining us for our Christmas Eve on our ranch party. We're so glad y'all are here already. I didn't realize that you guys had snuck in. But that's okay. When you live on a ranch, you want people to just make themselves at home, and they show up. That's good. Do you love our tree? We had so much fun stringing that popcorn. Oh, it was so much fun. You know what? My tree always reminds me of one of my favorite cowboy Christmas songs. My husband and I love to dance to this song. Wondrous sight and a joyful sound every Christmas Eve in a western town. Gather up the kids, all the friends and family. The holly's hung and the candles bright, tuning up the fiddles on a moonlit night. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. There's a jolly man in a bright red suit. Have you ever seen Santa in a cowboy boot? Whirling across the floor, birds jingling merrily. Soft and low, I'll be shouting Cotton Eye Joe. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Wait beneath the mistletoe, you'll never get a kiss. I never move that slow, there's too much I could miss. Cause a western girl can't be still, silent night is not for me. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round. Bandana, chili green, silver buckles on new blue jeans, whistling round the floor to a yuletide melody. Well, I'm gonna be ready when Santa comes, but I'm gonna be dancing till he does. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Wait beneath the mistletoe, you'll never get a kiss. I never move that slow, there's too much I could miss. Cause a western girl can't be still, silent night is not for me. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Oh gosh, this makes you want to, I don't know where my husband is, he should have, but he went out to feed and he just hasn't. I might need to go check on him. You know, things can happen out there in that barn. I don't know where he is. Oh, here he is. Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Woo! It's cold out there. Oh, my gosh.
Well, what took you? I was getting worried.
Well, I was out gathering the strays, and it took a while to get them all in. And
some of the cows
just,
got out?
No, just, yeah, the cows got out, but it was just me. And took a while to get them all together, and, but they're back in, and they're in the barn, and we're all set to go.
Good, so, good. You should have grabbed some of them to go help you out, gather up those cows.
Oh, my,
we have
wow.
See all of our guests that showed up for tonight?
We could have done that.
Yes.
Sure. Who has a horse? Oh, the moon was so bright and beautiful, and the sky was clear, and the stars were out, and there was one star that was just incredibly bright.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved it. It was cold and hard work, but, boy, I was glad to be out there. I enjoyed it immensely.
You know what? There's nothing quite like a prairie night with a big full moon.
Oh,
it's just such a beautiful thing. Let me get this off of here so I can do my next song. It's a silent night out on the prairie. All the cattle are milling around.
There's a bright prairie star o'er the mountains afar, and the wind, there's a heavenly sound. And I know that some night herder long years ago followed that star to the Savior's abode. It's a silent night out on the prairie, and the stars, I see heaven's decree. On this cold Christmas night, I am warmed by his light. Now that babe's riding night herd with me.
Christmas Eve, and I'd bet my best spurs I wouldn't be chasing cows tonight. At least there's a full prairie moon that lights my way, and that star in the east sure is a sight. It's so cold I'm near froze to the saddle, but the boy's fed, so I let him go. So I'm heading these strays all alone and feeling a bit of self-pity. Out here, not home by the fire and the tree, amidst all the gifts and the laughter that this season has come to be. But if these cows had stayed put, I'd have missed that bright star. And I can't help wonder if it's not the same that signals the season's gift given to all who would take on that sweet baby's name. And the night's cold no longer surrounds me as I remember I'm no longer alone. And the cows, well, they move a mite faster with a glimpse of the warm lights of home. Guess I just need a reminding of the gifts that are mine from above. My kids, my good wife, this cowboy life, and the gift of that sweet holy one's love.
And I know that some night herders long years ago followed that star to the Savior's abode. It's a silent night out on the prairie, and the stars, I see heaven's decree. On this cold Christmas night, I am warmed in his light. Now that babe's riding night herd with me.
I'm warmer now. Thank
okay.
You.
Well, yeah. You know, we always read the Christmas story on Christmas Eve. Would
yes.
you mind? Would you mind opening up that
I'd
Bible
I'd be happy
and
to start and
us?
Do that. Yes. And this is my West Shepherd Bible that he carved for me. I really like it.
He's a good friend.
It's a dear friend. Yes. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke, he did what the angels of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room for them available in the inn. You know, I have to wonder when I read that, did Mary really understand who that baby really was and what his role would be in life?
I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, a brand new mom, first time mother. I'm thinking probably the only thing she really thought about was that she had her first baby healthy, all of his fingers and all of his toes, and she was just holding her baby and loving her baby.
Mary, did you know your baby would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy will save your sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
Chocolate. Would you like some hot chocolate?
Oh, I would, but we really have to be heading along pretty soon, so we can't stay too long.
Oh.
Just a little while. just a little bit, yeah.
We just started reading the story of the birth of Jesus.
We have time for that?
Good.
Let us
okay.
All
please.
Right. Nice Bible cover.
That's a Wes Shepherd Bible cover. Wes is a dear friend, dear, dear friend. And nearby there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where's the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and they have come to worship him." And when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, and he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written." Then Herod called the Magi and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He then sent them to Bethlehem. After the Magi heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I think about that, and I think about what precious gifts the wise men had given to Jesus, and how valuable those were. And I think about the gifts that people have, and I think about my gifts. I can read and recite and do things of that nature. And I think about the gifts that God has given Belinda, and what a precious voice she has, and how blessed I am to be with her.
Oh, that's so sweet, babe. We know the Lord gives us all gifts. Every one of us is given a gift, and we as people tend to edify one gift over another, but in God's eyes, they're all the same. In fact, I think in God's eyes, the simpler gifts, the ones that maybe aren't as evident, and like the person who sweeps up the church, or the person who sends note cards, or just a note of encouragement to someone, you have no idea what the ripple effect of those kind of gifts are in other people's lives. And we may not know till we get to heaven what kind of effect those gifts have had on people. Our job is to take those gifts and use them to the best of our ability, to give them back to the Lord and see what beautiful things the Lord can do with those gifts.
Feathers were covered with sand.
Christmas Eve service is coming, and the church shone with tinsel and light, and all of the townsfolk brought presents to lay at the manger that night. They brought diamonds and incense and perfume in packages fit for a king, but for one ragged bird.
Gifts. It kind of reminded me of that time we were at that ball and you two were dancing up a storm.
Yes, you do.
That was a gift just to be able to do that.
Yeah, well, we had fun. And those cowboy Christmas balls can get a little out of hand. Remember that one we were at, just
I
all four of us?
That.
Oh,
yep.
My
kinda
gosh.
Crazy.
It was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure was.
It was too much fun.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We ought to sing about that.
Think we can?
I think we should put that to
We could try. I don't know if they've been to a Christmas ball or not, but we can kind of give them an idea and see if we can't figure this out.
Okay.
Way out in West Texas, where the Clear Fork River flows, the cattle are grazing and the Spanish ponies grow. The northern come a whistling and the old dust devils roll, and the prairie dogs Lonesome Tony Prairie melts into an airy stream, and the double mountains slumber in a heavenly kind of dream. And the antelope were grazing, and the lonesome brothers call. That when I attended the cowboy Christmas ball,
music was a fiddle and a lively tambourine. Big bass violin ported by stage from and the room was stocked out gorgeous with mistletoe and shawl, and the candles flickered frescoes all along the merry wall, where the women folk looked lonely and the boys looked kind of free. And a leader commenced a yelling, "Come on, boys, let's stampede!" And the music started singing and a wailing in the hall as a kind of introduction to the cowboys.
Was a feller that come from Swenson's ranch. They called him Windy Bill from Little Denman, France. When he commenced to holler, "Now, fellas, take your pin. Have corn for all them heifers and wrestle them just like men. Salute them lonely critters, now swing them, let them go. And climb the great bound mountain, now hands round do-si-do. You mavericks, join the roundup.
to skip the waterfall. Boy was getting active at the cowboy Christmas ball. Well, the boys were tolerable skittish, and the ladies powerful neat. That old bass violin music made us jump in with both feet. That wailing frisky fiddle I never will forget. And Whiskey Bill kept singing, and I believe I hear him yet. Oh yeah, boys, chase them squirrels, cut them to the side. Doc Holliday to the center, now Crosby, Charlie's bride. Surround them gentle kittens, now rope and balance all. Say it was getting happy at the cowboy Christmas ball.
Well, the dust was fast and furious as we all just galloped round. But the scenery got so giddy that T-Bar 6 went down. So we buckled to our partners and told them to hold on. Then shook our hooves like lightning until the early dawn. Don't tell me about cotillions, your poke is no silly. That whirl in Jefferson City takes the gate for me. Oh, Bill, we won't forget you, and we often will recall. Whirl in Jefferson City, oh, the cowboy Christmas ball. Oh, no, we won't forget it, the cowboy.
We need to get all these folks galloping around a dance floor with this. Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't want to jump up and start dancing on the table.
Yeah.
Well, Ronnie, we ought to be getting along. Okay. We're meeting those people deep
right.
Carolyn. So.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We got some special places to go tonight.
So. Well, come back and see us at the Carolyn.
You can do that.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
We'd love to take you. We want to get, don't forget your coat. It's cold out there.
I won't. It's freezing.
Get your coat.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Maybe we'll see you later.
Yep. Oh, wow, isn't it a beautiful night, babe?
Beautiful night.
It's so pretty.
Fabulous.
Wow.
Mm.
This kind of reminds me. Remember that Christmas we spent on that line camp?
Our first, oh,
it was
when
our
we
first,
first
Christmas.
Got married? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of a lonely place, but boy, it was nice.
It was beautiful, and just the two of us. We sang,
yep.
Had a great time. Wonderful.
The old north wind blowing high up in the timber. The only choir that I remember, we were riding on the line. One lone star followed heaven's sign. Snow-capped peaks like the angels in their glory seem to sing the ancient story as the wind blows through the pines, drifting
likely that you can remember a corral at the foot of the hill. Some morning long in December when the air was so cold and so still. When the frost lays as light as a feather and the stars had just blinked out and gone. Remember the creak of the leather as you saddle your horse in the dawn.
Like silver bells ringing,
Christmas on the line. Can't you hear those bells ringing? It's Christmas on the line.
Wow. That brings back so many memories.
Oh, it does.
It's just really, really nice.
It does. It's nice.
Oh.
They're back already.
The carolers are here.
I think so.
Oh. Wow. Let's invite them in.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that nice?
We still have hot chocolate.
Woo! Come on in.
Hey, come on in. That was beautiful.
We got some hot chocolate for you.
Oh, woo! Gosh. Here, warm yourself by the fire. Oh, my goodness.
We're back.
That was beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful. So oh, my goodness.
Nice
thank
bubble
you.
Cover.
Merry Christmas. Oh, you're back. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you so much for coming back.
You offered us hot chocolate. We have
always. Oh, my goodness.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's what you guys, I'm so glad you're here because I've been working on some songs that I wanted to get ready for church to do some carols. And I thought I'd put together this kind of a fun medley. And so, do you guys know these songs? So we could do
yeah,
these
they
songs.
Kind of familiar.
They would. Okay. Well, you guys probably know these songs too. So we're gonna do a little caroling here, all of us. Okay. So you feel free to jump right in and sing with us. You laugh.
Yeah.
We're serious.
Joy to the world. Cast out our sin and turn.
gosh, it's just been a wonderful Christmas Eve, and you all have just made it just such a huge part, and we couldn't have done it without you. And we just want to give you guys this really special Christmas, cowboy Christmas. Thank you. We need to send them on their way with this. Hot chocolate for everybody.
It's on the house.
It's going to be cold out there, so it really is going to be cold out there. So how about we send them off with this, guys?
Merry Cowboy Christmas, you all. Merry Cowboy Christmas, you all.
Goodness, we had so much fun with that show. The cast was fabulous to work with, and the audiences were just wonderful. And as I was thinking about the three terrific performances we were able to be part of, how relaxed and fun not only the cast members were, but the audience as well, it occurred to me that relaxed is not usually associated with Christmas season. Goodness, I'm as guilty as the next person of getting all caught up in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, barreling ahead at a frantic pace until like the day after Christmas, and then I collapse. And it's sad that all the stress that often comes with that excessive busyness can overshadow what is really important about this precious time of the year. Now, the Lord designed us to be productive and to take pride in whatever we put our hand to do, and to do it well. But as I look at my life and how totally crazy it becomes at times, I am struck with the need to slow down a bit and really live my life, to take the time to connect with not only my precious family and friends, but with my Heavenly Father as well. What good do we really gain by racing ahead with our eyes on tomorrow and not really truly live our life today? In researching what the Lord says about slowing down the pace of our lives, I found this great scripture in Jeremiah 2, verse 25. The Message translation really nails it. It reads, "Slow down, take a deep breath. What's the hurry? Why wear yourself out? Just what are you after anyway? But you say, I can't help it. I'm addicted to alien gods. I can't quit." The Lord wants us to breathe deeply and easily, to live life at a healthy pace. I am sure taking a look at what my alien gods could be. What are yours? What steals your time, skews your priorities, derails your relationship, and wreaks havoc on your life? When you can catch your breath, I would encourage you to look at your life. What does it look like? What do you want it to look like? Identify the alien gods that are getting in the way of that life that you want. And then ask the Lord to help you sweep them from your life. Scripture tells us that one of the reasons our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
came to this earth as a tiny baby, walked this life as we walk it, endured hardship and suffering, was to give us an abundant life, not a harried and crazy life. So this Christmas, I wish you the gift of a more simplified life, full of love and peace and grace. And as the holy Christmas day approaches, may we all be mindful and grateful of the ultimate and unsurpassed gift given to us all. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Well, that's our Christmas show. I am so delighted y'all could join us. Thank you for giving us the gift of your time. Thank you again to all of the cast members of the Catway Christmas Show. Thank you to John and Diane Burney for planting the seed for the show and then letting me and my husband run with it. I would also like to thank the Christian Community sound engineers Dave Hockenberry and Todd Freeman for recording the shows, with a huge thank you to Dave for getting the show edited and available to us. I want to say a very special thank you to the heart of my heart, my husband, Robert Lorbeer, for not only helping me put the show together, but to perform in it as well. He even stepped totally out of his comfort zone to try to sing. I do so love that man. And of course, a massive thank you to my amazing producer, Gary Holt, who not only put in a lot of extra time to get this show on the air, but also for his willingness to go out on a limb to air this very special and fun Cowboy Christmas show. He really is amazing, and being part of his radio network is such a blessing. Please remember that all of the fabulous shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio are archived for you to listen to at your convenience. You can even download our nifty mobile app and take us on the go with you. So if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking us on Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us today, and I hope you can join us next week when my producer, Gary Holt, will actually come out from behind his producer's duties and join me on the air for our year-end wrap-up show. So until next week, Merry Christmas to you all. May it be blessed and beautiful, and may all your trails be blessed.
Child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him far, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, while oft and death are beating? Could Christian fear for sinners hear the silent word is seen? Now fear shall pierce
It's tough finding gifts everyone will love. Turns out not everybody wants a blanket with sleeves. Go figure. But when you switch to AT&T, you get $300 credit for trading in your smartphone. And with the latest devices in stock, I knew I could stock up on great gifts, like the Nokia Lumia 950 with Windows 10. I even saved enough for a stocking stuffer of my own. And it's not a blanket with sleeves. AT&T. Mobilizing your world.
Limited time. Each $300 requires a port-in eligible purchase activation and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. See store for details.